The panel's second interim report, released Tuesday, faults Secretary General Annan for management failures in the $65 billion oil for food program. It also bluntly accuses Mr. Annan of failing to understand that his son Kodjoe's involvement with a Swiss-based oil for food contractor could be seen as a conflict of interest. But Commission Chairman Paul Volcker said his staff of investigators did not find any evidence that the UN chief had done anything wrong in awarding a contract to the Swiss firm Cotecna.
Diligent and extensive search of written and electronic records and intensive interviews with all of those involved have provided no evidence of any influence by the Secretary General on the bidding and selection process for the humanitarian goods inspector in 1998.
Secretary General Annan appointed the Volcker Commission nearly a year ago amid allegations of widespread corruption and mismanagement in the humanitarian oil for food program. In its first report last month, the commission found that the program's chief, former Undersecretary General Benon Sevan, had been guilty of a grave conflict of interest in awarding contracts. The second report criticizes the Secretary General's failure to adequately investigate reports that his son's relationship with Cotecna was improper. But Mr. Volcker charged that the younger Annan and Cotecna conspired to conceal the nature of that relationship, which involved payments totaling nearly $400,000.
The committee finds that both Cotecna officials and Kodjoe Annan acted to disguise their continuing business and financial relationship, misleading the Secretary General himself, other UN officials, and the public in the process.
Secretary General Annan issued a statement Monday noting that the Volcker report had cleared him of wrongdoing. The brief statement makes no mention of other allegations and criticisms contained in the report. The Bush administration issued a brief statement Tuesday offering support for Mr. Annan pending a review of the commission's findings. White House spokesman Scott McClellan read the statement.
We continue to support Secretary General Annan in his work at the United Nations. We will carefully study the report that Mr. Volcker has put forward today. We'll also look forward to seeing the final results of his investigation.
The Iraq Oil for Food Program was the largest ever humanitarian aid operation the United Nations has run. The program was created by the Security Council to allow Saddam Hussein's government to sell oil to buy essential goods for Iraqis during a time the country was under strict sanctions. A third Volcker report, due out later this year, will examine the UN Security Council's role in overseeing the program. U.S. investigators have documented how Saddam Hussein was able to siphon off billions of dollars in illegal profits and kickbacks, part of which was used to buy influence in Security Council member countries. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the United Nations.